That's a gift from Rabbul Alameen for the fasting moment. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله welcome سبحان الله today is the blessed day of Eid al-Mubarak, the day of Eid, the day of happiness, a day which is a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has departed from us. The month of mercy, the month of forgiveness, the month of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And indeed, it's a month which spiritually uplifts each and every believer. And we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that our names are included amongst those who were forgiven in this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Ameen, 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 bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today is the first day of Eid, subhanallah. And around the globe, around the world, people are celebrating, people are expressing happiness, people are enjoying this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, it is a moment of happiness. Why shouldn't we be happy? This is a feast from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the day where you are not permitted, it is not allowed to fast, because this day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the hukum and the order that you should eat, you all should drink, and this is a sort of a reward for your fasting period which you all have spent in the month of Ramadan. You all worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you fasted for His sake, you all protected yourselves from all different kinds of things, all those things which were halal for you, you protected yourselves from those things. Eating is permissible, but during fast you refrain from eating. Drinking is permissible, but during fast you refrain from drinking. Subhanallah, and all of this was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the Muslimin the blessed day of Eid. And He says that this is the day where you all must eat, you all must drink. And this is a reward from my court. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, many of us are celebrating this day today and we are happy, and it is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whenever we receive a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should always make it a habit to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to express gratitude for the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Subhanallah. We will be discussing a few Madani pools and flowers regarding gratitude, expressing gratitude, and how to express gratitude on the bounties which are received from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Salman Farsi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says that a man was blessed with magnificent wealth of the world, and then he lost it all. So he then began praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing he was left with was a mat to lie on. Yet he continued praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So another rich man said to the men that were the mat, that what are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? I mean, now you have nothing. Yes, you had luxuries, you had wealth, you had everything. But at the moment, you have nothing. The only thing you have is this mat. So why are you thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's the reason? Allah, Allah. That person replied, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that I won't get even for the price of all the wealth of the world. The man inquired, what is that? What blessing are you talking about? Apparently, you don't have anything. What blessing are you talking about? So he responded, do you not see your eyes? Do you not see your tongue? Do you not see your hands and your feet? As these are also the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madreen channel, we just learned that Bounty is not only wealth. Bounty is not only the luxuries which you receive. A bounty is not only a good car, a nice smart car, or a nice smart house, good furniture, good clothes. No, no. These are not only the bounties. Yes, they are bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants some people a lot of wealth. Allah ta'ala grants people a lot of luxuries. You know, he can give whoever he wants to, whatever he wants to. Subhanallah. And nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So indeed, it is a bounty. But there are many bounties which are with us always, and we are not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those bounties. This eyes is a bounty. This nose is a bounty. This mouth is a bounty. This ears is a bounty. These hands, these feet, the oxygen you breathe is a bounty. These nails are a bounty. Your teeth is a bounty. Your gums, your lips, your tongue, each and every body part is a bounty, which, and this bounty you are taking full benefit of. Your entire days, your months, your years, throughout your life, you take full benefit of these bounties. But do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties? Allahu Akbar. If you want to know the value of an eye, then go and ask that person who does not have eyes, that person who is blind, that person who cannot see, that person who is maybe one-eyed. Ask them what's the bounty of an eye. They will tell you that, you know, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your entire life because He has blessed you with two eyes and you are able to see. If you can hear properly, ask that person who can't hear. Ask that person who can't listen to things around him. And he will tell you that you are blessed with a great bounty. Even if you spend your entire nights and days making sajda and thanking Allah, you won't be able to thank Him that He has granted you two ears. Subhanallah. You have a tongue. It's a bounty. Ask that person who can't speak. Ask that person who can't express himself. Ask that person who wants to say something, but he can't say something. He will tell you that you have a tongue, you have the ability to speak. That's the greatest bounty and a great bounty from the court of Allah. Even if you spend your days and nights in sajda, it will not be sufficient to thank Allah for this bounty. Subhanallah. So all of these bounties we are enjoying, but are we thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties? Subhanallah. Today is the day of a bounty, the day of Eid, the day of happiness. And whilst we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day of Eid, let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties as well. For our ears, for our nose, for our mouth, for our body parts, and for all the other bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has narrated with reference to a friend that once somebody asked Sayyidina Abu Hazim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, "Oh Abu Hazim, how should I show thanks for the eyes?" So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, "If you see something good, then publicize it. And if you see something bad, then conceal it." This will be showing gratitude and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your eyes. Subhanallah. He responded, "How should I show thanks for the ears?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, "If you hear something good, then remember it. And if you hear something bad, then conceal it." Subhanallah. He inquired, "How should I show thanks for the hands?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, "Do not use them to obtain anything unlawful, and do not restrict them from fulfilling your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He inquired, "How should I show thanks for the abdomen?" For the abdomen, the stomach. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, responded, "For it to have food in its lower portion and lots of knowledge in its upper portion." Allah, Allah, Allah. Lower portion means just the bottom part of your stomach. Upper portion means towards your chest, this part here. Fill it with knowledge. Don't stuff yourself with food so much that you know, they say we eat till your throat. And unfortunately, today is the day of Eid. People it's as if, they are released from a jail. And, you know, whatever they want to eat, they want to grab. And they stuff themselves up on the day of Eid. And that's when the sicknesses start coming. Because for the entire month, your stomach has a system where it was fasting. The food was coming at a specific time. Then you were hungry. Then food was coming. And now all of a sudden, you are loading your stomach with food, you know, filling it up until your throat, until your mouth. Then obviously sicknesses are going to come because now you are forcing and you are putting pressure on your stomach. Allahu Akbar. So today, while we are enjoying the bounties of the day of Eid and we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also try that, control your diet a bit for these few days and try to balance your diet. Don't stuff everything on these days of Eid. because you are going to end up getting sick. Allahu Akbar. That person further inquired, how should I show thanks for the private parts? Allah, Allah, Allah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran,
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ.
Translation from Ganzul Iman, and who guard their private organs except from their wives or the legal bondwoman that they possess, for then there is no blame upon them. So whoever desires more than these two, they are crossing the limits. Allahu Akbar. Then he asked, how should I show thanks for the feet? He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, if you see a living person that you are envious of, then use your feet to act like him. That is, perform good deeds. Don't be jealous of him. Don't say he must lose his bounty. Yes, he has the bounty. Subhanallah. Then make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in that bounty. At the same time, you also perform good deeds. Make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant you that bounty. But don't put jealousy in your heart and wish for that bounty to be removed from that person. So use your feet and then act like him means perform good deeds. Subhanallah. And if you see a dead person that you resent, then refrain from acting like him. That is, do not step forward towards evil. Don't use this feet to go towards evil. Don't use this feet to go to wrong places, to evil places, to filthy places. No, if you see a dead person whom you resent, then don't be like him. Don't bring the habits which that person has, or that habits which you do not like in that person. Don't go towards the evil qualities and the bad deeds, and likewise the bad places as well. He, rahmatullah, further said, if you do this, you will become one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever gives verbal thanks only and not with the other parts of his body, he is like that person who has a piece of cloth and takes hold of a corner of it but does not wear it. This cloth will not protect him from the heat, from the cold, from the snow, and from the rain. Allahu Akbar. So not only verbal thanking should we do and expressing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your body parts as well. And how are you going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your body parts? Is by protecting your eyes, protecting your ears, protecting your tongue, protecting your hands, your feet, and as he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned now. So you must protect yourself from these kind of things. Automatically you will be showing gratitude and expressing gratitude and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these bounties. Subhanallah. So once again, on this day of Eid, let us make the good intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, we will express gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this lovely day of Eid. At the same time, we are going to control our body parts, and that is how we are going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ka'ab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, if Allah azza wa jal blesses someone with something in this world and he then expresses thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing and becomes humble for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to this blessing, Allah azza wa jal benefits him from this blessing in the world, and due to it he azza wa jal elevates his ranks in the hereafter. And the person whom Allah Azza wa Jal blesses with something in this world, but he does not express thanks for it, nor does he become humble for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives him of this blessing in the world and opens a tabaq, means a compartment of fire, for him in hell, in Jahannam. Then if Allah Azza wa Jal wants, he will torment him in the hereafter, or he will forgive him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How important it is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important it is to show gratitude, to express gratitude. Allahu Akbar. Because then when you do that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit you from that blessing in this world. And due to that blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your rank in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. What does the Holy Quran say about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Utari the Qurashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah azza wa jal grants his bondsman the ability to thank him, he azza wa jal does not deprive him of an increase in blessings. Because he azza wa jal has said, translation from Kanzul Iman, if you give thanks, I will give you more. Sayyidina Ali bin Salih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, this verse means that if you thank me with obedience and worship, then I will increase your blessings. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, the day of Eid is a bounty. Because it's a moment of happiness. It comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are learning that the method of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing gratitude, being humble, and then thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that bounty. If you're going to do vice versa, if you're going to become arrogant, if you're going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are going to commit sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting you a bounty, your duty as a bondsman is to express humbleness and thank Him. But unfortunately, on the day of Eid, which is a day of great bounty, people are losing the value of this bounty. It is as if the entire month of Ramadan, you know, we became a pious person, our lives changed, we performed our five salah, we fasted, we protected our tongues, our private parts, our eyes, our ears. You know, it's like we became a pious person, a pious personality. The men made the intention of keeping fistful beards and lots of good intentions. But as soon as the moon of Eid is sighted, the crescent of Eid is sighted, it seems as if, you know, a devil within the people has now, you know, come out and it made them mad and they want to do every evil and wrong thing. You'll find the barbers, the barber shops are full, you know, with the salons are full with people shaving off their beards, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened to the intention you made in Ramadan? You'll find as soon as the crescent of Eid is seen, people don't even perform the Isha Salah of that day. Then next day Fajr they won't perform. Yes, they'll go and perform Eid Salah in the Eidgah, but then again, the whole day they won't perform any Salah. Those people who were keeping the fast in Ramadan, six fasts in Shawwal, they won't keep those six fasts in Shawwal. Now it becomes difficult for them. Those people who were controlling their eyes, their ears, their tongue, their private parts from evil things in Ramadan, as soon as the crescent of Eid is sighted, it's as if everything is unleashed and now they want to commit every sin with every part of the body. This is not the way of expressing thanks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the way of showing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, you must notice that the previous nations, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed any bounty on them, then they would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if after receiving a bounty, they did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they expressed, you know, they still disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still went against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that bounty. He took away that bounty from them. Allahu Akbar. Remember, every bounty comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wants, He can grant you a bounty. If He wants, He can take that bounty away from you. So when He is granting you this bounty, why are you, you know, not valuing this bounty? And the only way you will value it is when you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth is a bounty. If He has granted it to you and you are spending it on the worst and wrong things on the blessed day of Eid, then what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this bounty away from you? What are you going to do? This health, good health, is a bounty. This eyes is a bounty. This ears is a bounty. On this day of Eid, this blessed day, the day which is a bounty, if you are going to use this eyes for evil, the ears for evil, the mouth for evil, the hands for evil, what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these bounties away? Where are we going to stand? You will find cinema halls are filled on the day of Eid. Why? People want to go. It's as if they are trying to say, the whole month of Ramadan, I became pious, I stopped myself, that's enough. Now until next Ramadan, I can do every sin what I want to do. And on the day of Eid, they start. They'll go to, let's make a plan, let's go watch a movie together, let's go and watch so-and-so thing together, let's go to so-and-so place and commit this sin, let's do this, let's do that. I mean, where are we going? This is not the teachings of Islam. This is not how a Muslim was supposed to behave. This is not what was supposed to be the characteristics of a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of this great and auspicious day, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant us the ability to thank Him for every bounty, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to value this day. It's a day of happiness. Yes, we should express happiness, but remember, there are limits for everything. Happiness does not mean you must commit sins. That's the only way you are going to get happiness. Happiness does not mean you must enjoy yourself in the haram and unlawful ways. Then only you will be happy. No, there are other forms of happiness as well. Giving sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you happy. You helped somebody, you supported somebody, makes you happy. You gave a new pair of clothes to somebody who didn't have it. He became happy, it made you happy. And by Allah, you gave something to someone, whether it was food or clothes, and he needed it at that moment. When he makes dua for you, that dua will come from the bottom of his heart. And dil se jo baat nikalti hai, asar rakhti hai, par nahi magar taqat-e parwaz rakhti hai. When the dua comes from the bottom of his heart, the hearts of his children, immediately the dua is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are ways of expressing your happiness. Go to someone's house, take some things. There are many neighbors around you. There are people around you who are staying, who also celebrate Eid, but maybe they don't celebrate it the way you are celebrating. I mean, you are cooking lavish meals and, you know, the best of foods, the best of sweetmeats, the best of clothes you are wearing. Maybe they don't have that. So take something to their house, put happiness in their heart, the hearts of the children. Go around, look for people whom you can find to help on this day of Eid. By Allah, when you do that, automatically it will bring happiness in your heart as well. Subhanallah. So there are many forms of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The simple form is saying Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for every bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me. And I want everyone, each and every who is viewing this beautiful episode, say Alhamdulillah. And say, Ya Allah, I thank you for every bounty which you have bestowed upon me. Subhanallah. Another way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by performing salah. Because when you perform salah, then you are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are submitting yourself, you are bowing and you are putting your head on the ground, you are putting it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is also a way of expressing gratitude, of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Eid, we meet each other, we meet our relatives, we meet our family members. Go to them, speak to them nicely, you know, put happiness in their heart, meet them, hug them. If you have hurt somebody, ask them for forgiveness. This is also a way of expressing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short, it's a day of happiness, but it's a day to also reform yourself. It's a day to express happiness within the limits of Sharia. It's a day of expressing happiness in the lawful ways and not the unlawful ways. Allahu Akbar. And yes, another way of also thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is if you see someone do something wrong, then stop him from that. And if he knows he's going to listen to you, then it is wajib upon you to stop him from doing the evil action. So refrain him from doing that. You know, take him to perform salah. Tell him, let's do something else. Let's do something good. This would also be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are helping your Muslim brother. You are saving him from the fire of Jahannam. You are saving him from something bad. You are saving him from evil. And you are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you that person, you know, who is helping another Muslim brother, and you are saving him from doing evil and wrong actions. Subhanallah. So there are many methods, there are many ways of expressing happiness. Let us listen to a few beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to expressing gratitude and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, if Allah azza wa jal intends a group of people to do good, then He azza wa jal lengthens their life and inspires them to show thanks. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a blessing and he then wants to continue to have that blessing, he wants to continue having that blessing, what he should do, then he should abundantly recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is also a way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah azza wa jal grants his bondsman a blessing and he recites Alhamdulillah for it, that is, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this world is better than the granting of blessing to him before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these are some beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring satisfaction to our hearts. So how easy it is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just say Alhamdulillah, and inshallah azza wa jal, this will also be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while keeping in mind all the other methods which we have mentioned. So Alhamdulillah, my message for you on this beautiful day of Eid and on this day of happiness from this beautiful episode is that it is a day of bounty, a day of happiness, but please enjoy this day within the limits of Sharia and don't forget to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, the more you thank him, the more he is going to grant you bounties and the more you are going to receive from his exalted court. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq to always carry on thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I take this opportunity of wishing one and all, especially the viewers of Madani channel, Eid Mubarak to one and all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of goodness and happiness on this blessed occasion of Eid al-Fitr, subhanallah. Remember, be happy, stay happy, and keep those around you happy. Allah azza wa jal will keep you happy, inshallah. We hope to meet you soon. Till then, keep the entire ummah in your du'as and keep this humble servant in your du'as as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's a gift from Rabbul Alameen.